Welcome to Love Your Heart, brought to you by Cleveland Clinic's Seidel and Arnold Miller Family Heart, Vascular, and Thoracic Institute. These podcasts will help you learn more about your heart, thoracic, and vascular systems, ways to stay healthy, and information about diseases and treatment options. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Eric Roselli. I'm the Chief of Adult Cardiac Surgery here at the Cleveland Clinic and the Surgical Director of the Aorta Center.
And I'm Juan Umana. I'm an associate staff at Cleveland Clinic Main Campus and Chair of Cardiothoracic Surgery at Cleveland Clinic, Florida.
Now, there's another group of patients who don't have a bicuspid valve, who are often young and have aortic regurgitation. Not all of them have syndrome problems like Marfan's or Lois Dietz. I think as people are getting imaging more regularly for whatever reason, we're seeing more people come up with an isolated aortic root aneurysm that may or may not have a leaking valve. How do we address those?
I think that I think that we have to address the problem. When the root is dilated, then our preference, and you know, something that we've discussed and have come to understand, that when the root is greater than 4 centimeters, 4.5 centimeters, it's probably best to just replace the roots, which use a Dacron tube for, right? Those grafts are extremely durable, and that we know is an operation that has great results long-term. And if the issue is the aorta, we need to replace the aorta, leave the valve alone and reimplant it, use the native valve to reimplant it within that a new Dacron graft. And that's an operation that has been around since the 90s and has proven to be durable, preserves the dynamics of the heart. And there's no valve, no prosthetic valve. We can't replace the aortic valve for a valve that's as good as the native aortic valve. I'm sure you would agree. So yeah. if we can preserve the valve, the patient's valve, that heart is going to be happier. It's going to evolve better. It's going to remodel if the patient gets to us with a heart that's already slightly dilated. That operation gives the heart and the patient the best chance at, you know, long-term survival and a normal quality of life as well as lifespan.
That native valve is very efficient.
It's very
efficient. Really well.
It's perfect.
And one of the coolest things that I've noticed, and you know, it's been fun having you here, you know, with us in Cleveland, and I'm sure you'll appreciate this as the educator that you are. That operation used to be a very boutique kind of thing. We're doing over 120 a year here, and there's at least a half a dozen surgeons in our group that just do this really well. And sure, if that's what's indicated, we get it done.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah. But then again, we're talking about a place where we do, what, 5,000 cases a year?
Yeah.
So
and
still
600 aortic root replacements.
600 aortic root replacements. So, you know, it just goes to say that it is an operation that is not boutique anymore here. Patients should still look for high-volume centers with high-volume experienced surgeons in that particular kind of operation in order to get the best possible results.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Juan Pablo, it's been awesome chatting with you about this, and we'll continue these conversations because that's what we do in the next to the water cooler in the hallways and in the operating room.
Absolutely.
And hopefully we can do a couple more of these podcasts going forward.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Man. It's been awesome.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. We welcome your comments and feedback. Please contact us at heart@ccf.org. Like what you heard? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or listen at clevelandclinic.org/loveyourheartpodcast.